Good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos Shir Learning, Erev Shabbos. We passed Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. I wish everybody a Chodesh Tov, which be a month of Besoros Tovos and Yeshuos for all of Klal Yisrael. Tonight's Shir is generously sponsored and dedicated as a Zchus Refuah Shalema for Rivka Bas Sara Besoch Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael. May the Zchus of this Torah learning brings chusim for Yeshua and Refuah Shalema Bekarov for Rivka Bas Sara Besoch Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael. As we have done the past couple weeks, I'm actually going to be connecting Pirkei Avos once again to the Parsha. Just the way it's worked out the past few weeks, it happens to be, and I'm putting happens to be in quotes because nothing is a coincidence, that the Parsha and Pirkei Avos have related strongly to each other over the past 2 weeks. So I begin in Pirkei Avos, Parakei Mishnah Chaf. This week's Parsha is Parshas Korach. This is not an in-depth Parsha. Shir Korach, of course, was the first cousin to Moshe and Aharon. Moshe and Aharon come from Amram. Korach comes from Yitzhar. Amram and Yitzhar are brothers. Korach is jealous of the gedula, if you will, of the appointment of his first cousin Moshe as the chief rabbi and the appointment of Aaron as the Kohen Gadol, and Korach wants honor for himself. The Mishnah, he begins in Machlokas, he gets Dasan and Aviram and Om Ben Pelas and 250 men, and they make a whole Machlokas. Ultimately, at the end of Perek Tazayin, this is really Al Rega Achas, this is Parshas Amri in 1 minute, the ground opens up and swallows Korach and his aid. The 250 men are burned by a fire from Shemayim, and the rebellion is squelched. I think the right word is squelched. The rebellion is squelched or squashed, and Aaron is the chosen one. Aaron's stick blossoms with Shkedim and Vayigmal Shkedim, and it blossoms. And Hashem obviously has chosen Moshe and Aaron as leadership positions, and Korach's entire machlokes is put to an end with his demise. The Mishnah tells us in Parakeh of Pirkei Avos, Parak Chaf. I just want to make sure this is on, which I believe it is, yes. Kol machlokes shehi l'shem shemayim sofa l'hiskayim. Any machlokes, disagreement. So it's hard to translate machlokes because in this case it doesn't mean a fight. Oh, interestingly, Feldheim translates it as kol machlokes shehi l'shem shemayim sofa l'hiskayim. Any controversy with a noble purpose. So you can't absolutely translate machlokes because sometimes it could be l'shem shemayim and then it's not bad. Sometimes it could be shalol l'shem shemayim and then it is horrible. Kol machlokes shehi l'shem shemayim. So we'll say any dissent or any difference of opinion that is for the sake of heaven, sofa l'hiskayim, in the end, it will ultimately prevail. V'she'ein l'shem shemayim, but any fight, any division, any quandary that is not for the sake of heaven, ain sofa lehitkayim, it will not ultimately prevail. Says the Mishnah, ezehi machlokes shehi l'shem shemayim, which is a machlokes that is for the purpose of the sake of heaven. Zo machlokes Hillel v'Shammai. This is a machlokes of Hillel v'Shammai. Did we not speak about keitzad meraktim lifnei hakala? If you remember, how do you dance before the bride? So Shammai says, however she is, that's how you dance before her. If she's lame and if she's blind, the Gemara says, we learned this together, right? Does anyone remember? That if she's lamer and she's blind, so you say how she is, that's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says, what are you talking about? Somebody bought something in the shuk, and it's not so beautiful. You don't love it, but they're happy with it. You're going to say it's beautiful, you're going to say it's horrible. Certainly, you're going to praise it in his eyes. So you say, but their machlokas was for the purpose of the sake of heaven, and this is a machlokas that will endure. The Mishnah says, ezi machlokas shehi l'shem shemayim, zohi machlokas Hillel v'Shammai. The machlokas of Hillel v'Shammai will ultimately endure. And we're still learning their machlokas. How many years later? Millennia later. V'she'ein l'shem shemayim. Any machlokas, any quarrel or strife, machloket, the root word is l'chaleik, to divide. Any quarrel or strife that brings disunity or division amongst Knesset Yisrael. I think of a pizza pie. When it comes out of the oven, it's whole. And you cut it up. Nobody's going to eat the whole pizza. Now you've divided into pieces. With pizza, that's good. With Knesset Yisrael, to divide ourselves into pieces. Fragmentation. The root word of machlokas is fragmentation or division, or to take a portion or a piece for yourself. So the Mishnah says, what is the quintessential machlokas that is not for the purpose of heaven? That is the machlokas of Korach and his Eda. It will never endure, while the machlokas that is the Shem Shemayim is the machlokas of Hillel and Shammai, and it will endure forever. And Rav Sham Sherfal Hirsch, in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, says, when in a controversy, Both parties are guided solely by pure motives in any controversy. When both sides are guided by pure motives and they seek noble end, which is the implication of L'shem Shemaim, and when they seek to find the truth, then of course only one view will constitute the truth. Only one of the two views can and will prevail in practice. But actually, both views will have permanent value. So even though we paskin kala na'a v'chasuda, like we saw Rashi said, there is a thread, chutsha chesed, there is a thread of kindness running over the kala, no matter who she is or what she looks like, even though Beis Hillel's opinion prevails. Masech HaShabbos Chof Aleph. How do we light Hanukkah candles? Beis Shammai says you go from 8 on the first night down to 1 on the last night. Beis Hillel says you start with 1 and you go up to 8. So we all know what we do. What do we do? Do you start with 8 candles or you start with 1? No, you start with 1 and you go up to 8. We don't paskin like Beis Shammai. Because ma'alin bekodesh ve'ein moridin, you go up in Kedusha. You don't descend, so you start with 1 candle the first night, you end up with 8. In fact, that's an acronym. Hanukkah stands for Ches Neiros v'Halacha k'Beis Hillel. Ches Neiros v'Halacha k'Beis Hillel. So we paskin like Beis Hillel. Kalanu v'chasuda. We paskin like Beis Hillel. Ches Neiros v'Halacha k'Beis Hillel. Ma'alin bekodesh ve'ein moridin. However, we still study the opinion of Beis Shammai. It has worth. It has meaning. It has weight. Only one view can actually be put into practice. It's either you insult the kala or you say she's beautiful. It's either 8 on the first night or 1 on the first night. So ultimately we have to paskin like one way, but both views seek solely to find the truth. Both views have permanent value, says Rav Shamsher Falhush. Both parties shed new light on the issue under debate. You could learn from what Beis Hillel says and you could learn from what Beis Shammai says. And both views contribute to the attainment of the proper understanding of the question under discussion. They shall be remembered as long as there are men sincerely interested in the subject of the debate and in finding the truth. We will always study the arguments of both sides thoroughly and repeatedly. We will advance the cause of genuine knowledge of truth. Thus, controversies such as those between Hillel and Shammai and between other Tanaim and Amoraim have remained a permanent and important component of our Torah and its study. If you sit down and you learn Torah Shabbat Pet, this side says like this, and this side says like this, or Rabbi Akiva says like this, or Rabbi Eliezer says like this, we paskin like only one of them. Why bother studying the other side at all? Because it has weight, it has value, it's a quest to seek the truth. It's for the purpose of bringing the light of Torah into this world. Interestingly, Rav Shamsher Falhush does not even comment on the machlokas of Korach v'Adaso. He leaves it to you to imagine how detrimental a fight that is not for the sake of heaven is. And I think that this is such an important parsha. They're all such important parshas. Especially and particularly as we usher in the month of Tammuz. Because we famously know that the Beis HaMikdash, the Second Temple specifically, was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. There's no Sinas Chinam without Machlokas. It's not possible to have baseless hatred between Jews without some sort of manifestation in terms of Machlokas. And perhaps this parsha coincides with the month of Tammuz. All the parshas coincide specifically with a certain time of year, not by accident, to remind us of the dangers of Machlokas. And sometimes you look at the world around us, and the Ribbono Shel Olam knows, and we know. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see how many enemies we have. I don't know if you've seen in the news, but there are many, many conspiracy theories, just like they blamed the Black Death upon the Jews. There are so many theories now that COVID-19, the coronavirus, is being blamed upon the Jews. The Jews are spreading a virus all over the world. I don't know if you've seen it or you have not seen it. We have so many enemies from so many political streams. The alt left, the extreme right, who's our friends? And if we can't be friends with each other, so what happens? So we brought Churban upon ourselves. It's something to cry about. You have enough enemies from the outside. What does Machlokas do to Knesset Yisrael? I want to share with you something very, very beautiful in the name of my son. So I figured out how to do something cool. Ready? Share screen. Okay, ready? Watch. Give me a second. That's not what I wanted to show you. Could everyone see my screen? Miriam Goodman, I could see you. Nod. Could you see my screen? Okay, yeah. Yeah? Okay. Do you see the word machlokas? I prepared this document to be able to share with you. So I was speaking about this, and my son, I have to thank my son Shmuel Zanvil, he was there, and he quickly got a piece of paper and a pencil, and he wrote down the following Dvar Torah for me in preparation for Shir, and it's really amazing. He did not remember which Rebbe he learned it from, so I can't share with you which Rebbe it's from, but my son Shmuel Zanvil Kanainahar shared this Dvar Torah with me. What does machlokas do? You know, I always, it's something I talk about in my Shi'urim very, very often, which is how amazing Lashon HaKodesh is. In English, you have the word fight or disagreement or argument. It's a word. It's made up of letters of the ABCs, the alphabet. Lashon HaKodesh is Takabel Raisa Uvara Amal. The Ribono Shel Olam created the whole world based on the letters of Torah. From Aleph, Mem, Tov, the seal of HaKodesh Baruch Hu's MS, first, middle, and final letter of the alphabet, is encapsulates Kol Torah Kula and everything in this world. So we're talking about Mechlokas based on not only the Parsha, but the Mishnah. This is a Pirkei Avos Shir, a Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Mishnah Chaf, which we have already explained according to Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch, who says that in Machlokas, both sides have weight. Both sides are worthy. Even though you only paskin, says Rav Hirsch, like one side, you learn something from both sides because they seek solely, says Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch, to find the truth. Whereas Machlokas She'ena L'Shem Shemayim, they do not seek to seek truth. They only seek to aggrandize themselves. So if you want to see, here's my son's actual handwritten notes for me. Okay, so I'm just sharing some nachas, Baruch Hashem. So here we go. Look at the letter Mem. Letter Mem. You see, I'm putting my cursor by the Mem. Yeah, Miriam's nodding yes, so I know you see. My son said he learned. The opening to the letter Mem down here, where my cursor is very small. When Machlokas begins, it often begins very small. At this point, we're talking about Shalol L'Shem Shemayim. We're not talking about Sheyesh L'Shem Shemayim, like Hillel and Shammai, like Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Is it really Ananei HaKavod, or is it actual booths? This one says this way, this one says that way. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about now Machlokas She'eino L'Shem Shemayim, where it's a fight. It's not the objective truth that we want to uncover, Divrei Elokim Chayim, but rather you're interested in a fight. Some people are always drawn after a fight. Rachmana L'san. But Machlokas, you see the opening to the Mem, begins very small. At this point, you can really still be able to stop it. If you don't stop it, and you let the quarrel, disagreement, animosity continue, the opening gets a little bigger. You went from a very small opening. The Mem has a very small opening. By the way, for those listening to the Shir online, or who don't have access or aren't watching the Shir, you're only listening, not with the video, you can't do this in Rashi script, okay? If you want to figure it out for yourself, just a note for those who are not actually seeing my screen here. It works with classic letters of the Aleph Beis beautifully, but not in Rashi or not in script. So if you want to understand this word, you have to write down the letters in the old-fashioned, regular way of writing the Aleph Beis, like we teach the Kinderlach in kindergarten. Mem. The Machlokas starts very small. You could still stop it if you want to. However, if you don't stop it, like fire, it grows a little bit bigger. So if you look under the ches, what do you see? The opening's a little bit bigger because now the machlokas has widened. Now if you look at the lamed, you have a line that goes up. This, my son said, means it goes up to include the parents or the previous generation. It will include multiple generations, unfortunately, sometimes. Hashem Yerachim, Lo Aleinu, Hashem Ya'azar. Unfortunately, sometimes there are families who are in terrible machlokas. And it does include multiple generations. So first it starts small like the Mem. It gets a little wider like the Ches. By the Lamed, you have the arm that goes up, meaning it includes the parents, which, by the way, this is exactly what happened with Korach. Then you move on, and what do you see here? If this line goes up, what does this line go? Down to include the children. And finally, out, the final line, tough, includes everybody. So let's do that one more time. Mem, the opening is very small because you could still pinch it together and stop the machlokas. You move through machlokas and you let it continue. Remember, ches, here we have the shoresh. If I could circle it for you, this is the root word, to cause division. Okay? 1 second, I'm just opening up the next source that I'm about to quote. If you could just bear with me for 1 second, please. Here we go. Okay, Ches, the opening's a little bit bigger, more machlokes. Lamid, the line goes up to include the parents. And then you come to the kuf, which goes down to represent the children will be included. And finally, you come to the tuf, whose leg sticks out, because ultimately, like my son wrote in his handwritten notes here, machlokes will include everybody. Ultimately, it's so all-encompassing, like a leg that goes out to include everybody. And what is the root word? The root word is right here. The root word is division or divide. Ches, lamed, kuf. However, I want to thank a friend named Paul Spodek who pointed out something very interesting to me. This root word is also chalak, as in smooth. Now, we know in Lashon Kodesh, it's an absolute fact that if a root word shares shorashim, if a word shares a shorash, it means there's a connection. So what is the connection between machlokes, which means quarrel, strife, which begins with a small opening, mem, goes to a little bit of a bigger opening, chas. All of a sudden, you're going up to include the past generation, rechman, son, the parents or the grandparents. Now you're going down to include the children, and finally the leg is sticking out because it's including everybody. So what's the connection between chalek, which chalak, which means smooth. So Paul Spodek suggested so interestingly, the antidote to machlokes is to smooth things over. And if you can smooth things over, you will repair the machlokes. And something else that I literally only saw when I was talking to you, but not when I prepared the shir, but only because, you see, I'm not helping you on the screen, I'm helping myself. By underlining the shoresh, I realized that the final first letter and last letter actually spell mate. What's mate? Mace. Death. What do we do with machlokes? By division, I didn't realize that till I thought it was helping you. Yosermi Masha Balabais Osimen Ania Ani Osemin Balabais. I thought it was helping you. I helped myself. Because when I underline like this, it's so obvious. Well, the root word is division or apportion. And we bring division amongst Knesset Yisrael. What you're left with is two letters that spell mate or death. And that is unfortunately exactly what happened to Korach, Vechol, Adaso. They brought death upon themselves. And what happened to us at Chorban Beis HaMikdash, we brought spiritual death upon ourselves. The Romans slaughtered hundreds of thousands of Jews. The temple was absolutely destroyed. We were taken into Gaulus, and here we are. We're away from our land. V'nisrachaknu me'al admaraseinu. Me'al admaraseinu. Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, in his sefer called The Person in the Parsha, quotes a really interesting medrash. Now, I could not look up the medrash because, unfortunately, he does not quote the source from the medrash. Okay. But we will quote from Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb. His sefer is called The Person in the Parsha. He quotes a fascinating medrash, furthermore, about machlokas. So you just saw the word in front of you. I took it off the screen. Maybe I should go back if it was helpful, because I'm going to actually be talking more about machlokas. Here we go. Back to machlokas. Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb says, an example of the harsh condemnation of Chazal for machlokes, for quarrel, strife, she'en l'shem shemaim, is to be found in a medrash on the parsha. Again, I didn't look it up, so this is my source. The Person in the Parsha, Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb, page 449. The medrash points out, so I told you Shmuel Zvar, which he learned from a Rebbe Yeshiva Darchei Torah, but he didn't remember which one. Shmuel Zvar has to do with the shape of the letters. Look at the godless of Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb quotes the medrash that has to do with an acronym. This is going to be an acronym. So Shmuel shared how the shape of the letters indicates that Mechokas is all destructive. Then we pointed out that the root three letters spell to divide, while the end two letters spell death. Look how much of a story you have in five letters on Lashon HaKodesh put together. You don't think that's incredible? It was worth this whole shiur for us to appreciate Hashem's Torah, Hashem's Aleph Beis. He used these letters to create the whole world, and now you see why. In English, you say fight. You say fight. It's the end. I don't know what the orange is, Latin, Greek, I have no idea, but do you have this in a different language? The whole secret of machlokes is in the letters themselves. It's unbelievable. In the shorash, on the remaining two letters, in the shape of the Aleph Beis, and now we come to the medrash that says machlokes is an acronym. Okay? Here we go. Chazal point out that every letter in the word machlokes stands for a different poisonous midah, or outcome. Thus, the mem stands for Makkah, like the Makkos that Hashem brought upon the Egyptians. Makkah, which means to be hit, a wound, because what a person is doing with Machlokas is he's bringing a wound, he's bringing a Makkah upon Knesset Yisrael. The next letter, Ches, stands for Charon. Charon, you have that word very often, a Chumash, Charon Af. Charon Af is the wrath, burning wrath of God. We just had in Parshas Balos, Chavayichar Af Hashem Bam Vayedein. Hashem was angry at Miriam and Aaron. You have in Parshas Shmos, for example, Hashem becomes angry at Moshe by the burning bush. Vayichar Af Hashem B'Moshe. So Charon Af indicates anger. So you see what fuels a machlokas. Mem is Maka. You have a desire to wound or to hurt or to inflict somebody else. Shalom l'shem shemayim. Ches is charon, as in charon af, anger or wrath. And I think that you could say not only does a person who's embroiled in machlokas demonstrate the midah of charon af, his anger burns, but you could also say that unfortunately we arouse midas hadin against us, and then the wrath of God burns against us, like we saw by Churban Beis HaMikdash. Lamir says, Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Schweinberg, so is lakui. I'm not familiar with this word in Hebrew, lakui. He doesn't write it in Lashon HaKodesh in the book. L-A-K-U-I, lakui, which means smitten, like to smote down. What does machlokas bring upon ourselves? We will be smote down. Kuf, klala. Like the klalos in Baha Aloscha, like the klalos in Kisavo. Klalo means curse. In machlokas, what we're trying to do is curse somebody else, and ultimately we bring curse and ruination upon ourselves. And finally, tav. Now this is interesting. The final letter stands for tachlis, says the Medrash. Usually, when we hear the word tachlis, we think of purpose, goal, or objective. That couple is dating for tachlis. You ask a shayla, if you could say that lashon hara for tachlis. But that's not what it means. In this context, it means a final tragic ending. The tachlis of the matter is the final tragic ending. In Korah's case, what was the final tragic ending? The ground opened up. It swallowed him alive. The 250 men were burned by fire. What was the tragic ending of the sinas chinim that destroyed Bayesheni? Galus. And here we are. So in the word machlokas itself, we've just spoken about three different lessons solely based on the letters of the words. First, my son's var. Let's review. Machlokas starts with a very small opening. You could stop it. Pinch it closed like the corners of a hamantash in our klaplach. But if you don't, ches, the widening gets bigger. And if you don't stop it, it's going to go up to include the parents. Just look at the shape of the letters. And if you don't stop it, it's going to go down to include the children. And finally, tav, if you don't stop it, it's going to go out and take a walk and include everybody, which is why Rashi says on this week's parsha exactly, Reuven, the Bnei Reuven, became embroiled in the machlokas. Oy le Rasha, v'oy le Shcheino. It's going to go out and take a walk and include everybody. And if you're in the environment and you're in the surrounding, it's very hard to stay away from machlokas. It says in the biography of the Chofetz Chaim, Zchuso Yagen Aleinu, that he was once in a town, in a home, and it was Shalosh Shudas time, I believe, the Chofetz Chaim by Rabbi M.M. Yashar, art school, very extensive, lengthy biography. And the husband and the wife started arguing, and he ran out of the house. He mamash ran out of the house, and they chased after him and said, where are you going? He says, there's a machokas. He ran away. He totally ran away. Because the tav is that it will include everybody. That was the first lesson from Shmuel. The second lesson was just look at the letters. Look at the root. Chalek, to divider, portion, because we portion, not in a positive way. We divide Knesset Yisrael into factions with Machlokas, and what letters are we left with? Mate. We bring death upon ourselves. And finally, Rabbi Dr. Tzvi Schweinberg quotes the Medrash that says, Mem is Maka, we've explained all of them, so I'm just reviewing quickly. Ches is Charon, Charon Af, anger. Lamed is Lakui, smitten. Kuf, Klala, curse. And finally, tav, which means tachlis, which means goal or objective, but in this case, it means tragic final ending. I want to quote the Bartanura, the classic commentator on the Mishnah, and his comment to our Mishnah under question. The Bartanura says, Kamachlokas of Bartanura, Rav Avadi Bartanura is a famous Italian commentator, most famous for his commentary to the Mishnah, in the 15 to 1600s. So he gives in two interpretations of this Mishnah. Klomar, meaning to say, says the Bartanura, Sha'anshei ha-machlokas ahi mitkayamim ve'enam ovdim. Any machlokas that is for the purpose of heaven, the men involved in these machlokas will continue to exist. They will not be lost. You could say today that, in a sense, Hillel and Shammai are very much alive. I am not a crazy person. I don't mean that physically. You could go to the Beis Medrash and see Hillel and Shammai. But we know that a tzaddik, af b'misasa nikram chayim. A tzaddik, even in death, is called alive. Hillel and Shammai live on. Why do they live on? They're always fighting. It was l'shem Shammai. Kemachlokas Hillel v'Shamay says the Bar Tanura. Klomer she'anshei hamachlokas hahi miskayamim ve'einam ovdin. They will not be lost. Like Hillel and Shammai. Shelo avdu talmidei beis Shammai v'lo talmidei beis Hillel. Furthermore, the students of beis Hillel and the students of beis Shammai were also not lost. Aval korach v'adaso avdu. What does it mean? Kol mechlokas she'enu l'shem Shammayim. Any machlokas is not for Shem Shemaim, ein sofa lehitkayim, will not endure. It means they will be lost from the people. They will be lost from amongst us. And certainly when you talk about Korach, you don't say they both had validity. Moshe and Aaron have validity and Korach has validity. When we study Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, you say this has validity and that has validity. What is the distinguishing difference, says the Bar Tanura, between a machlokas that is l'shem Shemaim and a machlokas that is not l'shem Shemaim? Continues the Bar Tanura. I heard an interpretation that has to do with the outcome. Tachlisa hamivukash mi'inyana. What is the tachlis that you seek from being involved in this matter? Tachlisa hamivukash mi'inyana. What's the tachlis that you seek out from this matter? V'hamachokas shehi l'shem shamayim. When it comes to machokas, it is for the purpose of heaven. Hatachlis v'hasov hamivukash mi'osa machokas lahasig ha'emes. The purpose of this entire machlokas is to reach the absolute truth. Aleph Mem Tov. Chos Moshe Kosh Baruch Hu Emes. The seal of God is truth. You want to reach the truth. V'zemit kayem. This will always endure because you're interested in one thing. What is the Moshe Emes? V'soraso Emes. K'moshe Amru. Mitoch HaVikuach Yitbarer HaEmes. Like they say, from the quarrel, from the disagreement itself, the truth will emerge. Just like we learned last week. Kate said, Miraktim Lifnei Akala. Beis Shammai says like this. Beis Hillel says like this. Beis Shammai quotes Midvar Sheker Tirchak, Parshas Mishpatim. Beis Hillel quotes the person who brings the rug home from the shuk. From the discussion, the truth will emerge. Yitbarer ha'emet. Like ultimately, we found that in the machlokas of Hillel and Shammai, except for 18 cases, we passed on like Beis Hillel. But a quarrel, an argument, a sinas chinam, a jealousy like Korach, kina taiva v'kavad motzinas adam min ha'olam, it's also brekei avos. A machokas, it's not for l'shem shemayim. Tachlis hanir, it's about what's the tachlis, what's the end goal, what's the purpose in that kind of machokas? Hi bakashas hasirara va'ahavas hanitzuach. It's only that the person seeks leadership for themselves and they love fighting. Bakasha hasirara from sar, sin rish. The person wants to be a position of prominence and they just love winning. Ahavat hanitzuach. They always have to be right. And therefore, even if they're wrong, they have to be right. And they're going to fight their point to their death. Remember the word? Chalak, divide, mate. They will fight to the death because they have to be right, even when they're not right. And the Bar Tanura says, and ultimately, that will not hold any weight. It will not be upheld. Like we found in the quarrel and the strife of Korach and his Eda, his assembly. What was their purpose? What was their end goal? They didn't want to uncover the truth of who God appointed as the Kohen Gadol. They didn't want to uncover who Hashem chose to be the leader from Mitzrayim to the borders of the Promised Land. They didn't care about any of that. Tachlis v'sov kavanasam, the purpose and end goal of their intention, haisa, was bakashas hakavod v'hasirara. They wanted kavod, kina, taiva, v'kavod, botzina, sa'oda, adam min olam. In Korach's case, it literally took him out of the world. He was covered alive, chayim sha'ola, he went down to the grave. All he wanted was kavod v'hasirara, honor for himself and leadership. V'hayu lahefech, he got the opposite. He didn't get kavod. He didn't get leadership. Instead, the ground opened him up and swallowed him alive. I will end with a very powerful piece that is brought down in the Rav Avadya Yosef biography. I should note that today Gimel Tammuz was the Yurtzeit of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Now, if there's ever a person who went after peace and who strove for peace, it was the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who embraced every person, who who loved every person to a great degree. We should learn, it's his Yahrzeit. He died in Tammuz. That can't be an accident either. The antidote to machloka, said Paulus Boduc, is the root of chalak, smooth. Smooth things over. Save ourselves from death. This is brought down actually in a footnote to the Maran Harav Ovadia biography by Artskoa. There's a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael called Kol Yaakov. I don't know if it's still there or not there. I'm quoting from the footnote, page 98, if you have this biography. Footnote 18. Kol Yaakov is unique in that it is non-denominational, with Sfardim and Ashkenazim learning alongside one another. It is said that when Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal visited Eretz Yisrael in his old age, he turned down many invitations to deliver shiurim in many yeshivos. He accepted only one invitation. And that was the invitation of Rav Yehuda Ades, the Rosh Yeshiva of Kol Yaakov. And when somebody asked the Gadol Hador, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, why he agreed to speak at that particular yeshiva, he explained he wanted to see a yeshiva that did not differentiate between the sectors of the Jewish community and accepted any student who wanted to learn Torah. He added, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky added, that Kol Yaakov would probably merit the first visit from Mashiach because of its achdus. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky agreed to speak in this yeshiva Kol Yaakov because he said, there's so much achdus, which is the opposite of mechlokas, that this will probably be the first stop when Mashiach comes. And what's the root of achdus? Echad. When we learn to be one, we will no longer be divided. And perhaps when we learn to be one, we can recognize the achdus of Hashem. When we learn how to respectfully disagree, like Hillel and Shammai, respectfully disagree, because we're seeking the emes. When we can admit that we're wrong, when we don't have to absolutely be right, when we're looking for the emes, that's a mechoka shi'il shem shamayim. That's sofa lehiskayim. But when we're looking for kavod, when we're looking for mechokas for the purpose of mechokas, when we're looking to quarrel, because some people thrive off quarrel, don't forget Shmuel Zvar. It begins small, ches, it begins a little wider. Lamed, it's going to include the parents. Rachman al-Tzad, it's going to include the children, until finally the tav leg takes a walk. It's going to include everyone. We have a big task before us. And you know, it's hard, because sometimes when you learn Torah, I'm talking to myself, you think, this has nothing to do with me. I'm a person of peace. It has to do with everybody else. If only they would get along with each other. I already have it. I get along with everybody. I have to say that I'm speaking to myself. I'm not speaking to you. You want to listen, you could listen. I'm talking to myself. It's very easy to say, they all have to learn the lesson. I already have the lesson. If we're saying that, we're widening the opening's a little bit too wide already. I have to look at myself and say, "What? I'm really saying this seriously. How can I improve? How can I make sure that that little opening in the mem does not become a ches? How can I reverse the process so we can emulate a yeshiva that accepts everybody? Where Mashiach will want to come because of achdus. We see ourselves as one nation because the only mechokas, when we disagree with noble intents, when we learn how to respect somebody even if we don't agree with their position, when we learn that when it comes to Am Yisrael, it's better not to cut the pizza in the first place. Because that's only our protection against the Ummah Sa'olam. And if we arouse divine wrath, charon af, with sinas chinem, perhaps with ahavas chinem, we can arouse the love of God. And perhaps this month can turn me'afela le'ora, mishibud le'geula, speedily in our days, and no longer will we have to mourn in Tammuz enough. But maybe we'll have cause for celebration. I thank you all for learning with me. This shir is dedicated as Chos Rufu Shleima, Meshiyah Rufu Shleima, and the Zberet of our Torah for Rivka Bas Sarah Besoch Archalei Yisrael. I wish you a lovely Shabbos and a Chodesh Tov to all. Thank you so much, everyone.